now. Well, now, it is once again indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to take a moment to express our greetings to each of you, and as well to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to enter into and to interact and to share with each of you in your vibrational level, in your reality. Now, before we begin, we would suggest that there exist for you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to become involved in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information, which many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would suggest that you take advantage of that opportunity, that you step away from your consciousness, enter into your altered state of consciousness, and enjoy that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. Many times, we understand that in your awakened consciousness state, you may not be aware, or you may not recall any of the interactions that you experienced in that altered state of consciousness. And yet, in your so-called future, in your reality creation process, you will at times have these intuitive suggestions that we would suggest you pay attention to that would be the result of that interaction, of that silent communication, of that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And so again, we would encourage you to take advantage of that opportunity that you have created on this interaction. Now, once again, you exist in what we like to refer to as a vibrational level. There are a multitude of vibrational levels existing within the same time and same space as your vibrational level. You see, time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist except for what you experience in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your other altered states of consciousness. But nonetheless, time and space are illusionary. This entire reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. That's not to suggest that it's insignificant, but rather it's an illusion. And so, you exist in this vibrational level in the same time and same space as a multitude of other vibrational levels. And we use that term vibrational level simply as a terminology that comes close to explaining within your understanding of vibration that this particular level is separated from the other levels. And vibration comes as close as we can to giving you an explanation. You can call it a vibrational level, you can call it a certain plane of existence. It doesn't matter what terminology you utilize. You exist in this particular level that is seemingly separate from all of the other vibrational levels that exist within the same time and same space. We like to use the analogy that it's like you understand that there are a multitude of radio frequencies and other types of frequencies that are being broadcast in your atmosphere at the same time, occupying the same space. And yet you have the capacity through your utilization of your technology to tap into various frequencies while eliminating all the rest. And yet you understand absolutely that all of the rest are existing within that same time and same space. And so it is with vibrational levels. Exist within the same time and same space, you choose to tap into this vibrational level. And what's rather unique about this vibrational level is that you choose to put in place a type of energy, an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity in your awakened consciousness state, and again to varying degrees in your other levels of consciousness, limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy. It's important to understand that you choose. You choose to put in place that particular type of an electromagnetic energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You are not put here because you had to go through some type of a growth or experience. You can have that if you wish. You choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to be here. It's important to understand, once again, that you choose. And you choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, this reality that you experience is an illusion. It's the most illusionary reality that you will experience throughout all of your levels of consciousness. And it takes a tremendous amount of energy for you to facilitate and to perpetuate this particular experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state. And consequently, because it's so difficult for you to maintain and to sustain, you frequently leave your so-called awakened consciousness state. And you enter into what we like to refer to as a dream state or a deep dream state. You enter into that altered state of consciousness. Whether you choose to do it through meditation or not is completely immaterial, because you see, you do it when you enter into your sleep state. And you all realize that at some point you will sleep. You all understand absolutely that it's impossible for you to maintain this awakened consciousness state. You also believe and understand that at some point you will terminate your so-called existence within this particular incarnational period, within this particular so-called lifetime. And you will, for lack of better terminology, you will die. You don't really die. You alter your consciousness. You enter into an altered state of consciousness that's one step beyond your so-called dream state or your deep dream state. And so you alter that consciousness and you terminate, if you wish, this particular lifetime, this incarnational period. And you understand absolutely that when you alter that consciousness, when you go into that between incarnational state, when you die, in other words, that there is the possibility that that particular state of consciousness that you enter into can be indefinite. You understand and you believe that it's possible for you to exist in that so-called between incarnational state, or in that dead state, if you wish, in that particular level of consciousness for an unlimited period of time. And yet in your awakened consciousness state, it's very difficult for you to sustain it for an extended period of time. An interesting concept, that it's difficult for you to maintain your awakened consciousness state, because it's an illusion that requires a tremendous amount of energy for you to facilitate and to perpetuate. You choose to make it seem like it's beyond your capacity to control. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You see, it seems rather ironic to us that you would spend so much of your energy attempting to connect with a spirituality that you choose to hide from. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. It's not something you have to find. You can't lose it. You choose to hide from it. And yet, so many seem to believe that if you can discover your connection to that so-called spirituality in your awakened consciousness state, somehow you have reached some type of an advancement. You can have that if you desire, but it's not necessary. You see, you enter into this vibrational level to choose to hide from who and what you truly are. You enter into this vibrational level because when you don't understand who and what you truly are, then you don't understand that you create this reality. And it's very easy then for you to not accept the responsibility for this reality. And as a result of not accepting the responsibility, then you can look at it and say, it's beyond my control. And because you believe it's beyond your control in certain instances, then the particular realities that you're experiencing in that state of your consciousness allow you to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that it's not possible for you to understand and to experience when you understand that you are the creator of your reality. You exist in this vibrational level through choice for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are the creator. We would challenge you to look at any activity that you're involved in and break it down, whether it's some type of employment that you're involved in or some type of activity, no matter what it is, break it down as to why you're involved in that activity. And eventually, you will come to the conclusion that it's because there's a certain emotion and feeling that you desire to experience. You desire to experience those emotions and feelings. Now, in your awakened consciousness state, you hold it that the emotions and feelings that you wish to experience are positive. You always want the positive experiences. And yet at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment as to whether or not what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is either positive or negative. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And that spark of consciousness that you are the creator of, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, but rather validates and gives to you the reality that you desire to experience based upon the belief systems that you hold. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you judge whether it's desirable or less than desirable, whether it's good or bad. That's a human consciousness concept. Once again, you make no such judgment at the level from which you create your reality. And so, if you put in place and hold in your conscious mind continuously various beliefs and belief systems, then they will certainly come to pass in your awakened consciousness state. And the spark of consciousness that creates that reality, you, that spark of consciousness, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. That spark of consciousness that validates your belief systems does not look at that belief system and say, I don't think this would be a very enjoyable type of reality, so we're not going to create that experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. In your awakened consciousness state, you judge whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. And so when you experience these realities that once again in your awakened consciousness state that you believe are less than desirable, then it's very easy to fall back upon that belief system that you're not in control. Why on earth would I put myself through this type of an experience? Be it some type of a fatal disease, for example. Why on earth would you choose that? And yet we're suggesting that you absolutely do choose that to experience the range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that particular experience. Again, it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you put the label of being a good or bad, desirable or less than desirable experience. And so it's important to understand, once again, that you choose the reality that you experience. You choose to be in this vibrational level. You choose to put in place the limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And so, based upon that particular understanding, then as far as your so-called enlightenment goes, we would challenge who is the most successful in creating their reality. The homeless man who sits on the corner of the street and suffers and experiences what you would refer to as very intense range of emotions and feelings, being very successful at creating and establishing his reality, or the individual who has discovered the key to the ability to alter their belief systems and consequently alter their reality. Who has been the most successful in what you choose to enter into this vibrational level 4 in the first place? Who truly is the most enlightened? Very difficult concepts for you to grasp, we understand. But nonetheless, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, and you choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand not only who and what you truly are, but the methods that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your altered states of consciousness as well. You choose to create the reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you don't like your reality, change your beliefs. You see, another part that becomes difficult to grasp and understand in your awakened consciousness state, that there are various different types of beliefs, and we like to label them in three particular brackets, if you wish, of beliefs and belief systems, with the understanding absolutely that they overlap in various areas. You see, you have what we would call the human consciousness belief system. The human consciousness belief system are beliefs that you hold as a human consciousness, as a consensus to put in place and to establish and to perpetuate. And a good example would be your so-called laws of physics. Human consciousness belief systems, although they go much farther than that, and we'll dwell in that in a moment or two, because you see, then next you have your so-called societal belief systems. And you all understand that various societies around your Earth systems have different beliefs and belief systems that they utilize in their creation process that allow certain societies to experience an entire different reality than a society, for example, in a different country or in another part of your Earth systems. And then you have the personal belief systems. The personal belief systems that you hold as being belief systems that you have the capacity to alter or to change more readily than your so-called societal and your human consciousness belief systems. So once again, the human consciousness belief systems are very difficult for you to step outside of. Not impossible, but very difficult. Societal belief systems, much easier for you to step outside of and to experience different realities in a so-called societal belief system. And then you have your so-called personal belief systems, which are perhaps the easiest for you to alter and to change. What becomes difficult to give an explanation for is that your society, your reality, your entire universe is an illusion. Now you can understand, if we give you the example, that your consciousness can exist within each and every cell of your entire being. Not only can, but does exist in each and every cell of your entire being. And so, when you hold a belief system, a personal belief system, or a combination of the societal and the human consciousness and the personal belief systems, that affects your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions. And those thoughts and feelings affect your consciousness that exists throughout each and every cell of your entire being. And while you may not be consciously aware of it, there are being carried out within your physical being through your subconsciousness, billions of activities that your subconsciousness is aware of. And those activities alter, change, based upon the thoughts and feelings and the belief systems that you hold. And so, through those thoughts and feelings, through those belief systems, through your choices and decisions, what you hold in your consciousness thought for extended periods of time affect your physical being. They don't just exist in your so-called mind, if you wish, in your conscious thought, but exist throughout each and every cell of your entire being. Because your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire being. And so if you continuously, for example, hold some fear of some type of various disease that you fear that you're going to experience, and you hold it there consciously in your consciousness, it affects every cell in your entire being, and you bring into your reality the possibility of experiencing that particular reality, that experience, that disease that you so desperately desire not to experience. When conversely, by holding it in your consciousness, the subconsciousness once again does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. Validates the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And so what you hold in your consciousness affects your entire physical being. Now, we would go one step farther, and this becomes very difficult for you to grasp, but if you can hold the concept that this reality is an illusion. It's not real. It's an illusion that you create. Your consciousness not only exists within each and every cell of your entire being, your consciousness exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. Consider that for a moment. Your consciousness exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. Now you have within you this spark of consciousness that you are. This spark of consciousness that understands the beliefs in belief systems that you hold. The human consciousness belief system, the societal belief systems, and the individual belief systems. And combines those belief systems to create the reality that you experience. For example, you exist now in what we refer to as a new age and new energy. In your year of one decade ago, of your 2012, you altered the energy that you utilized to create this reality. It was an extended period of time in order for that particular alteration to come to fruition, but nonetheless, you altered the energy that you utilized to create this reality. And you did that as a human consciousness. Even though in your awakened consciousness state, you are not aware of that activity, of that choice, of that decision, but at some level of your consciousness, at that level from which you create this reality, there was a consensus of the entities existing within your vibrational level to alter the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And consequently, you in your now awakened consciousness state can, through your conscious thought, influence your reality in a manner that was quite difficult for you to achieve in your so-called pre-new age and new energy syndrome that you exist in this so-called time and space. You see, once again, as difficult as it is for you to understand, you are one. You are all connected. And so at some level of your consciousness, you all interact. You all are connected. And so the events that you can alter and influence and change such as this alteration into the new age and new energy, are done at a human consciousness level that many times you are not aware of in your awakened consciousness state. This is an illusion. This is a very difficult reality for you to sustain at the other levels of your consciousness. That spark of consciousness that you are is connected to all of the energy that exists within your vibrational level. Once again, as difficult as it may be for you to grasp, your consciousness exists within each and every atom of the entire universe. You are one. And so, these human consciousness beliefs and belief systems interact with societal belief systems, interact with individual belief systems, to not only influence, but to create the reality that you experience. And so what becomes difficult for you to grasp is that some level of your consciousness, at some level, you are aware of all of the events that are occurring throughout your entire Earth system. Not only are you aware, you participate in the creation of those particular realities. Consider that for a moment. You participate in the creation of realities that occur throughout your Earth systems. You agree at some level to participate. You choose to participate. You choose to be in this vibrational level. You choose to interact at that level of your consciousness while in your awakened consciousness state. You limit your capacity to understand the activities and the involvement that you have at that level of consciousness from which you create this reality. And so it's a consensus. It's not like you're forced to be involved, but rather you agree, and you all agree to be involved. It's like individuals, two individuals who are involved in an interaction. One individual has some type of an illness and they desire to be healed. And another individual desires to assist in that healing. And so the two interact and agree that the one will absolutely give permission for the other to heal, if you wish, will assist only through their understanding and their abilities to assist that other individual to heal. But what's important to understand that the person who is healing is the one who is in control. It's not the practitioner that's in control. It's not the doctor who is in control. While it may seem that way, we absolutely assure you that it's the patient who's in control. It's the patient who chooses to heal or not to heal. It's the patient who believes that a particular type of assistance is benefiting them, and consequently, they heal. They heal. They choose. They are in control, absolutely. It's like two individuals being involved in what you like to refer to as an abusive situation. They agree to be involved. They agree to participate. So that each can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that interaction. It may be different feelings and emotions for each one, but nonetheless, they're experiencing and fulfilling that desire to have that experience of those intense range of emotions and feelings. But what becomes very difficult for many to grasp is that it's the victim who's in control. It's the victim who chooses to end a particular abusive situation. When the victim says, that's enough, I don't want to have that experience anymore, and they believe that they have capacity to control their reality, then it ends. The victim is in control. The patient is in control. Absolutely. Doesn't mean that the individuals involved in that interaction are not agreeing, are not participating, and are not gaining some type of the experience of those emotions and feelings. But nonetheless, it's an agreement that the victim and the patient are in control of. And so when you see groups of people who are involved in war activities, what becomes very difficult for you to understand and to grasp is, number one, you are all aware and agree to participate in that type of a creation process. You agree to participate. The individuals, the victims in those particular situations are the ones who are in control. That becomes difficult to grasp. We understand. It becomes difficult to understand that the so-called victims are the ones who are in control. They choose to be involved. They choose to have that experience. You see, once again, it's only in your awakened consciousness state that you judge whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. Spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems without judging whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, but rejoices in the creation process. And so the victim is in control. They agree to participate. And individuals involved in a particular scenario, such as a war, for example, has within it the participation, the understanding of every individual existing within your vibrational level. At some level of your consciousness, you all participate. At some level of your consciousness, you are one. You are not separate. Now, that type of a scenario becomes very easy for you to accept when the reality that individuals are experiencing are a positive one. If we were to give you positive examples, which you in your awakened consciousness state would choose to believe were positive realities, then it's much easier for you to accept that you are in control. Absolutely. That's a positive experience. We like to have that experience. We like to experience those particular emotions and feelings. And so certainly we're all involved in that creation process. When an individual who has experienced certain health issues and other individuals choose to assist them and they all interact, and that individual who's experiencing the health situation that suddenly has a rather miraculous experience of healing, then you all rejoice. It's such a fantastic thing where you all participated. And you did, absolutely. You all entered into and agreed to participate in that and to facilitate that reality. But it's important to understand that it's the patient who is in absolute control of their own reality and allows the others to interact and to assist. And you all experience realities. You all experience emotions and feelings that you in your awakened consciousness state view as positive. However, if that patient chooses not to recover, chooses not to get better, but rather goes the other way, and experiences some profound illness that causes all types of difficulties, even some of them seemingly worse than the experience of death, then it becomes much more difficult to accept that you all participated in that creation of that experience. It becomes much more difficult to accept that it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And yet, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are, that creates your reality, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. And now, as you're in this new age and new energy, when you hold conscious thoughts in your awakened consciousness state, you, in a manner that has been very difficult in your so-called past, have the ability to influence your reality, what it is that you experience. And so it's important that you understand that your reality is simply a validation of what you believe. And if you hold those thoughts in your consciousness, then you enhance the possibility of experiencing that reality. You see, many of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, you put in place in what we like to refer to as that between incarnational state. When you die, in other words, when you are in between incarnations. And you need to understand now that we're giving you some particular information that's based upon your belief in time and space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And yet, to give an example, then it's very beneficial if we utilize that belief in time and space. And so you die. You enter into a between incarnational state. And in that state, you make choices and decisions of what particular experience you may wish to have in your so-called next lifetime when you reincarnate. And you interact with other entities and you agree to participate and you, in conjunction with others, agree to enter into a particular scenario, into a particular family setting, if you wish. You agree. You all agree. All of the individuals who are involved in participating in creating that reality all agree. And so you put in place beliefs and belief systems of various realities that you may desire to experience in that particular incarnational period. And those realities, those beliefs, are stored within your DNA. And your scientists are beginning to understand that they can look at your DNA and see the possibilities for you to experience certain realities, certain experiences, some of them physical, but some of them emotional as well, not just physical. And so contained within that DNA are these beliefs and belief systems. And depending upon the choices and decisions that you make, depending on the thoughts and feelings that you hold, depending on the beliefs that you choose, you influence the energy that surrounds the DNA. And by influencing that energy that surrounds the DNA, you take what's stored in there as a possibility for a belief to be experienced in your awakened consciousness state, and you turn it from a possibility into a probability. And so that belief, that part of your DNA that has laid there dormant, suddenly becomes active. And one begins to experience the consequences of that belief system being exposed and experienced in your awakened consciousness state as a validation of the choices and decisions, of your thoughts and feelings, of what you believe, of your attitudes. And so you, through those, utilizing those various techniques, once again, influence the energy that surrounds your DNA. And you take these possible realities and turn them into probabilities. Or conversely, take what's a probability and reverse it into a possibility, and you don't experience that reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's really that simple. It is so simple that it's disarming. You exist in this vibrational level by choice. It's an illusion. It's not real. It's the most illusionary reality that you will experience through all of your levels of consciousness. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, influenced by your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your attitude. What do you believe? You see, the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. Consider that for a moment. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. All of the so-called technology that you utilize in your so-called modern day is the result of someone's imagination. Imagination is a powerful tool. What do you desire? Understand what you desire. Utilize your imagination of what it would be like to have what you desire, and then begin to hold the expectation that if you hold the proper belief systems, that you could bring that particular reality into fruition in your consciousness and you can have it. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You see, in this reality, in this vibrational level, as in all other vibrational levels, there are but three things that you cannot change. Number one, you create your reality. You cannot escape that. You don't have to accept responsibility. If you don't accept responsibility, you continue to create the reality that validates your belief that you're not in control. But regardless, it validates your belief that you're not in control. You create your reality. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You cannot change that. The other thing that you cannot change is that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. This is a no-fail experience that you're involved in. You're not put here by some individual because you have to go through some type of growth. You can have that if you wish, but it's your choice. It's your belief and it's your belief system. It's not necessary. You can have it once again, but it's your choice. You cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. And the third thing that you cannot change is that you are the God you search for. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. You can hide from that, but you cannot be separated from it. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to the understanding that you create the reality because you are the God you search for. You are all that is. It's really that simple. Now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to once again remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.